not here this morning, so I'll go ahead and sing it anyway. She wasn't feeling good this morning. How's it go?
Yes.
Amen, glory.
I am ready.
write about in a minute.
Encounter.
That's right.
They say you're not supposed to holler out far in the midst of a theater with a bunch of people in it. Can you imagine hollering out, "Jesus is on his way, he'll be here in 5 minutes." Amen. See the stampede of people.
Amen.
Coming up here wanting to make things right between them and the Lord. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Man and I, we thank God he's coming.
Amen.
I'm expecting him. Play that last song when I was expecting him right now.
Amen.
I have to admit, that brought heaven down where I could reach up and touch it a little bit.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I don't know about y'all, but I like good singing. Brother Ed said after the storm last night, said he stuck his head out the door and the birds were singing.
Yeah, they were.
Man, we need to be like them birds. We need to get a song going right now and then. Even praise to the Lord.
Hey, amen. Thank you.
Amen.
They had a little bit of storm damage at their house, but all souls will get it. That's worth singing about, amen.
Yeah, right.
Man, we can rebuild, we can fix, we can replace all that right there, everything except a soul.
That's right.
I was trying to reason with some people on the internet this morning, and one of them was a scientist. And he asked me to prove how that a human being had a soul. I said, "You ever done CPR?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Why'd you do it?" He got crickets on the other end. He said, "There's something in there making that body alive, ain't there?"
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? This soul.
That's right.
God breathed in our nostrils. Well, Adam, our father, for all the sinners of Adam.
Yes.
God made Adam out of the dust of the ground because he's the great creator.
Right.
But Adam wasn't living till God breathed in his nostrils.
Hey, right.
Then Adam became a living soul.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Right.
Sister Sarah, bless her heart, she's got a handful back here. I so appreciate her bringing that bunch with her, amen.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're all just children. And God, he's God of all. If he's not God of all, he's not God at all. I'll just tell you right now, buddy. It's his good will to give you a home in heaven.
Yeah.
It's his good will to give you eternal life and salvation. But you got to do something with this Jesus, which is called Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I wasn't able to be here last Sunday. I don't like to start out a new year being absent from the house of God. But when you're sick as I was, it ain't like I had a choice. Those of you that made the trip over here, I apologize to you. If I could have been here, I would have. I couldn't even speak last Sunday. Praise God, I got a little bit of my voice back today. And I am glad not only to be here, but I'm glad to see this great crowd that is here. I wasn't expecting this many. Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you, y'all good looking bunch, amen. To a little preacher like me anyway. We'll take our text this morning out of 2 Peter chapter 2. And thank y'all for your prayers. They did make a difference. The Bible does instruct us to pray one for another. And especially one that's sick. In fact, your favorite prayer of the righteous man availeth much, the Bible says. But 2 Peter chapter 2, we'll take our text this morning. I actually was going to preach a different message, but I told y'all this before. Y'all get this sooner or later. I'm just a messenger boy. I just deliver whatever he tells me to deliver. And I actually was going to preach. I preached the last message of last year on Are You Watching? And I actually was going to preach today on Are You Working? And the Lord intervened in that. So we're going to preach today out of 2 Peter chapter 2. We'll read 9 verses here. And we'll take our text. Our text will probably be out of verse 4, I guess. Or maybe verse 5. Says Peter here writing. He says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. And they're here, trust me.
Yes.
That's right.
Who privately shall bring in damnable heresies. It's amazing how you can promote a lie easier than you can promote the truth. Even denying the Lord that bought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with, notice this, feigned words. Make merchandise of you. Don't get played, beloved. You got a Bible. Yeah, that's one advantage you got. You got a Bible. You can do what they did in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. You can search the Scriptures whether those things are so or not. You see, people don't mess with me too much because I know my Bible. They know I ain't no pushover. I stand my ground pretty good, Miranda.
Right.
And I wish the same upon you. Don't be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Don't be bound to this, bound to that. Know what you believe. Know whom you have believed. But with feigned words. See, politicians, they use feigned words. They try to say it in such a manner,
amen,
that you don't get
right
what they're doing to you.
You're right. Right.
They call it a narrative. Let me put it to you like this. This is three friends I was talking to Brother Danny about something. And I directed attention immediately to something else. He didn't really understand why I directed attention to something else, because I wanted him to put some thought to what I was telling him. And even though it wasn't true, he'd be more inclined to believe it than if I spent the time explaining it. So don't be fooled. Don't believe a lie and be damned.
Right.
Get your Bible out. Read it. Read it.
Amen.
Give the most earnest heed to it. But they will with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Now these next verses here, they're really relevant to this message. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them in the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. I want you to notice Noah was spared.
Yeah.
Angels wasn't spared. The whole world wasn't spared. But Noah was.
Yeah.
And delivered. Wait a minute. I'll let the verse out. Verse 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. This is a real important scripture right here. Condemning them with an overthrow. Yes. God intervened.
Yes, He did.
It's a good thing He did too.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. You know what? God made an example out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes, He did.
We've about made it 360 full circle.
Yeah.
And delivered just Lot. Now, Noah got spared. Lot got spared. Vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwell among them. He shouldn't have been there, but he was. Now, just so you'll know, I really need to clarify this. There's two pictures here. Enoch pictures the church. Walked with God, was not. Noah pictures the Jews making it through the tribulation.
Yeah.
Right.
Lot pictures the returning of God.
Right.
That's why he says, like it was in the days of Noah, like it was in the days of Lot, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be.
Right.
That's why this homosexual perversion is out of control.
Yes, it is.
I mean, like Rick said, we can't help it. We're victims of prophecy. It has to be. It's got to get worse and worse under the end. I don't like it. I'm not going to promote it. I'm going to preach against it.
Right.
I tell you right now, bring them in here. If they can sit on the front row and take it, it'll be all right with me.
Amen.
When you see them going like a crawdad at the back door, you'll know why.
That's right.
But anyway, for that righteous man, it is us, dwelling among them, and we are, and seeing and hearing. I don't like what I see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like what I'm hearing.
Amen.
Vexed his righteous soul from day to day. And I do a lot of vexing here lately. If you watch much news, you will too. Or even Walmart. He vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. They don't care about what God's Word says.
No, that's right.
They make light of God's Word. They mock about it. They scoff about it. You can see that over here in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. They scoff about it, walking in on lust. Verse 9, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. There ain't going to be no change in outcome.
No.
Now I want to stop our reading right there. And I'm preaching today a message on I was spared. Pray with me. Father, we thank You for the great crowd that's come here today for the Word of God. I am humbled and thankful, Lord, to see this many people come to the house of God today.
Yes.
Lord, in this Laodicean, lukewarm, ungodly day that we're living in, thank You for these precious that are before us. Lord, I pray You'll visit every heart. I pray You'll bless and minister here today. I pray You'll help me today. Help me to be submissive to Your Holy Spirit. I already know the direction You're leading me in this message. I just pray You'll help me to be that which You've called me to be. Lord, I'll give You praise and glory for whatever You do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That's a sad commentary that the angels weren't spared. See, they rose up against God because of Lucifer. He drew 1/3 of the angels of heaven and they rebelled against God. And Jesus, the one that said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall to this earth, them angels fell with Him. Now one thing Jude tells us about these angels that I don't think it's mentioned anywhere else. He says in Jude, it's only one chapter, verse 6. He says, and the angels which kept not their first estate. That's kind of a strange statement.
Yeah, yes, it is.
But left their own habitation. In other words, their character was different. They're no more angelic. You see, they were celestial. I guess I get that right. But they became earthly. When they fell a long ways.
Yeah.
They fell the wrong way. They believed the wrong one. You want to read about Lucifer's falling? He was perfect in the day that he was created. Ezekiel chapter 28, I believe it's verse 15. But he rose up against God, and that was a mistake. And by rising up against God, not only did he fall, but that one third that he persuaded to believe in him fell with him, and it took a big fall.
Amen.
Believe you me, they're still falling today. A lot of them will fall just like him if they don't let God be God. Amen. But oh my, I'm glad they might have failed. The whole world may have failed. But I'm glad I was spared. Amen. Listen, I was spared great looks when I grew up. Just an average guy. Jesus was just an average guy. Isaiah 53 says he has no beauty that we should desire. He's just an average guy.
Amen.
He didn't look like the Fonz. And I look like the opposite of Fonz. I look like a cue ball, you know what I mean?
Amen.
But hey, I spared great looks. Right. Some people, they make a living off the way they look. Amen. I ain't jealous of art. I ain't jealous of me. I'm glad to be here. Amen. In any capacity, I'm glad to be here. Everybody didn't get up this morning. You know what I mean? I spared great looks. I spared great wealth. I didn't have to worry about leaving the Queen over in England.
No.
Man, I didn't know I was going to have so much in this message. I mean, I just got a little drop here right there. I didn't have to worry about how I was going to make it because of the great wealth of England. It's going to follow me around and pamper me and servants and maids. Wait on me, hand and foot, Brother Jerry. Yeah. I still remember, amen, we get up in the morning, you know, and you had biscuits and gravy. Yeah. Man, had maybe some hash browns along with it, you know. And you could smell it cooking, amen. Some doctor said it's not the most important meal. Hey, listen, you eat a good breakfast, it'll help you through the day. You get right without breakfast, I'll tell you right
That's
now, you'll make a wreck of it.
Amen.
I'm sorry to disagree with that doctor, but I'm thinking the most important meal there is today is a good breakfast.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, I still remember cracker ham. I still remember eggs, biscuits, amen. Woo! Y'all remember them grits and all that stuff? Amen. Man, I was raised in a good day, a good year. And we eat good, amen. But I spared great wealth. We just poverty, but man, we was a good family. We loved one another, put up one another. I spared great wisdom. I never was very smart. I was smart enough to get saved. That's all smart I needed, amen. Had enough sense to get saved. But listen, I spared not only great wisdom, I spared great powers.
Right.
I don't have no S on this shirt. Matter of fact, just a little frail body here now. I was a little stronger at one time, but it's gone. I'm like a flyer fading now, amen.
Yeah.
I spared great positions. I never did ever amount to nothing. I think every year I passed, Carolyn, just because the teacher didn't want to see me no more. You know, when you pass, what do you call that? A D minus or...
Yes.
You know, she just said, I don't want to see you no more. Get out of here. Yeah, they put my grade on it. It was 70. Something like that, you know. I mean, it wasn't like I had any great knowledge. I was spared great positions. I spared great possessions. It wasn't like I had to worry about any great train to follow me where I went. I just had modest accommodation, just enough. The Bible does say heaven, food, raiment, there will be content. I didn't have no choice, but I've been content all my life. I've had everything I needed, amen.
Come on now. Yeah.
Let me say this also. Not only was I spared those things, my friends have all passed away. My family's all passed away. But I was spared for some reason or other. I don't know why. Maybe I've got something I'm supposed to do. Maybe I've got something I'm supposed to tell. I don't know. I'm just trying to make the best of it. But I was spared broken bones. I was spared surgery. I was spared cancer. I was spared hospitals. But let me say this. I wasn't spared sin.
All right. That's right. Amen.
Poor Sister Bonnie came here this morning and she was talking about her battle with shingles. I thought she was talking about a roof. I heard her brother Ed talking. Some things you can't help.
Right.
But sin, we all have to deal with sin one way or another.
Right.
Hey, you may not believe this, but even you have to deal with sin.
Right. Right.
That's right.
Somebody said, what is sin? Well, the Bible said to him that knoweth to do good.
That's right.
To do it not.
That's right. Amen.
I hate it puts in gender term, but it says to him it's sin. So I guess to her it knows do good. To her to do it not. To her it's sin, I guess. You know what God? You can put it on the other shoe, I guess.
Yeah.
But see, sin is when we decide we're not going to do what God says to do.
Right.
We're going to be like old Frank Sinatra. We're going to do it our way. I can't shake no hands, Sharon. I'd shake the hand. But I did. I wasn't spared. The topic of sin. The Bible said sin passed upon all. It's epidemic. It's lethal.
Right.
Some people think lightly about sin, Brother Danny. The Bible says fools make a mockery of sin. Everybody does that. Don't worry about that. When he's done turning purple. I'm not talking about you, Danny. I'm just talking about somebody says, what do you think about this? He said, I'll be all right. Put some salt on me. I'm one of them kind of guys. I would not be sinning like that. So I think salt cures everything. But sin is lethal in any capacity. Sin is no respecter of person. They don't care whether you're a little child.
No.
They don't care whether you don't feel good.
Right.
Sister Joanne, bless her heart.
Come on.
She's coming here this morning. I'm glad to see her.
Yeah.
Said she didn't really feel good. You know what? She loves the Lord. She's here.
That's right.
Feel sin. Don't let up because you don't feel good.
That's right.
Sin don't go somewhere else because you don't want to be bothered. I'll tell you right now, sin wants to find a way. I believe it was a God that told Cain, lied at the door.
Yeah.
He wants in. All he wants you to do is say, come on in.
Yeah, that's right.
When sin comes in, it'll make havoc.
Right.
It'll tear a family to pieces. Yeah,
it sure will.
And all we'll have is leftovers. It'll wreck a home. It'll make shipwreck a faith. Sin, just tear it apart. It's worse than a tiger. I'm telling you right now, sin. I only know one that can handle sin. Praise God. That's one of the reasons I got spared. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself a little bit right there. But I'll tell you right now, I wasn't spared when it comes to the matter of sin. Sin, the Bible said, came to all men. Sin deceived me. Sin slew me, Romans chapter 7, verse 11 says. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, all of sin comes short of the glory of God. I was as guilty as guilty could be.
Right.
Romans 3, verse 19, that the whole world may become guilty before God. I was found guilty of sins and trespasses.
Yeah.
Romans 7, verse 7, and the penalty was death without mercy. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 28, I had that fearful looking under judgment because of sin. Romans 10, verse 27. That very fear is what drew me to Him.
Yeah.
And on my knees, I cried guilty.
Right.
My confession was,
amen,
I'm a sinner.
Right.
You see, old Brother Eddie can't pray for you when it comes to that. But if the mouth confession is made, I had to say, I'm a sinner.
Yes, that's right.
I had to say, I want to be forgiven.
That's right.
I had to say, I want you to be my Lord and Savior.
Right.
I want you to save me here today.
Amen.
Right. It was that fear that drew me to Him, God.
Right.
Amen.
They don't like, people don't like being afraid. They say this year is a year of fear.
Hmm.
And they're blaming politicians for it. Look, if the politicians make you fear, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, right.
They're public servants. You know that?
Yeah.
I called up there less than this week and told them, what was it I wanted them to voice my opinion about? Some kind of thing about a school. I can't remember. I heard it on the radio and I called one of them down the highway. I can't believe I kept it on the road, Miranda. I was all over the place. But I kept it on the road. And I didn't want them to pass this bill. Can't remember what it was. Come on, Eddie. Click, click, click. There ain't cogs left up there. But I didn't want my legislators to pass this bill on gambling.
Yeah.
In Kentucky. Right. That's what it was.
Right.
Man, one cog are still working, brother.
Right.
I said, I don't want them to further that gambling bill.
No.
I want them to I really, really wish they'd get rid of it. I said, I don't want them to pass that bill to further gambling in Kentucky. I don't want to get political. It just seems like it just puts mud in here. I ain't going to get too muddy today. I am glad I was spared. Amen.
Amen.
That very fear of that judgment, looking unto that day that I was going to stand before God and be judged. Every one of us shall appear before Him and be judged. That very fear drew me to Him on my knees. And I tell you right now, I cried guilty. That was my plea. And my confession was, I'm a sinner. And then like Apostle Paul that said he obtained mercy, 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16, I want you to know I obtained mercy. But let me tell you how I obtained that mercy. I spared.
Right.
By the bruised, bloody lips of the one nailed to the cross on a hill called Calvary.
Amen.
That gave the greatest intercessory prayer that's ever been prayed. That said, Father!
Amen.
Amen.
Forgive them.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
They know not what to do to join him.
Right.
I was dumb.
Amen.
But I had no sense to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
I was dumb. Paul said he done what he done through ignorance. I'm like him. I sinned through ignorance.
Yeah.
But I'm glad, praise God, I had no sense to come to him and say, I'm sorry.
Amen. Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you, he don't withhold any good thing from us, brother.
That's right.
I ain't heard such love mentioned to me.
Yeah,
when I told him I was guilty.
Yeah.
When I told him I'm sorry. I never had such love ministered to me in all my life. I wish I could go through it again. Amen.
Amen.
It's wonderful. My pastor said, you'll have to go somewhere else. We'll do it one time here.
Yeah.
It's good. That's why the psalmist said, Psalm 34, Amen. Verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
I had never tasted
it.
I didn't know what I was missing out on. Now, for 34 years, Brother Jerry, I groped about in darkness. Not knowing my situation, not knowing what I needed, not even knowing I was on a dead-end road.
Right. Yeah, right.
And on that dead-end road, you got a sign over there that says, there's a way that seems right to a man,
right,
but the end of that way is death.
Yeah.
Then you got another sign, Brother Mitchell, says, as it's appointed unto man, once to die, and after that the judgment,
right.
Hebrews 9:27, that other one was a...
That's right.
That other one was a... Proverbs 14, verse 12. There's only one exit off that dead end street, sir.
Right.
I'm glad there's a nail pierced hand, said, I'm the way off, son.
Yeah,
amen. He gave me an exit there, Bonnie.
Right.
I found my way to the mercy seat. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I found my way. Amen. To the ocean.
Amen.
Of mercy.
Yeah.
Carolyn, I spared.
Yeah, we spared.
Well, it's a humbling thought.
Amen.
When I think about what I deserved.
Right.
Kind of like Barabbas. He said, how come I'm getting to go free? They said they put on him the iniquity of us all. Go on, boy.
Yeah.
They laid on him, star, the iniquity of us all.
That's right.
We have to go free.
Right.
He took all our sins all the way to Calvary. And he laid down on the Roman cross. They put 16 spikes in his hands and his feet. They put a crown of thorns on his lovely brow. They beat him beyond recognition and spit in his face. And beat his back as a slung shred. And on that cross, Brother Mitchell,
that's right.
He said, Father,
forgive them.
Glory!
Well, listen, I can glory you.
Amen.
But can you imagine when you're beat beyond recognition, your lips are bruised, your lips are bloody, and you still pray for their forgiveness? What kind of power?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That day.
Amen.
He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what to do.
Right.
If you know your Bible, you know Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us. Since the mighty, that was the merit that got me saved.
Yeah.
That got me adopted, accepted in the beloved.
That's
got
right.
me a home. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Heaven's my home now.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm a citizen of another country. I get guilty every time I vote. My citizenship's heaven.
That's right.
I'm not trying to lie. I get heaven. I ain't there yet.
Amen.
I'm on the way there, but I ain't there yet. But oh my. Hey, hallelujah. Like Paul, I obtain mercy. I will spare due to those bruised, bloody lips of that one nailed to that Roman cross. Amen. Luke 23:34. No wonder they said never man spake like that man. John 7:46. No wonder his prayer could not be denied. Ephesians 4:32. No wonder his love could not be hid. John 11:35 is the shortest verse in the Bible. It says Jesus wept. That's the shortest verse in the Bible.
That's right.
Just as soon as Jesus wept, verse 36 said, the Jews said, behold, how much he loved him.
Right.
Talking about Lazarus.
Yeah.
He'd been dead right. 4 days.
Amen. Yeah.
Somebody said Jesus was weeping because they'd bring him back to life.
He said, amen.
Somebody else said he's weeping because of unbelief there. I'll tell you what, when he said Lazarus come forth, buddy, he come out of there.
Yes, he did.
Right.
He called him by name, Sarah.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, a man been dead 4 days. See, the Jews believed you could get up out of the grave.
Right.
Up to 4 days.
Yeah.
After 4 days, they just wouldn't believe he was truly dead.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus said, for your sakes, he waited.
That's right.
He said, I'm glad for your sakes that I wasn't there.
Yeah.
To the intent that you might believe.
Right.
He waited 4 days on purpose, buddy. Because he wanted to call a dead man back to life so they could say, how's this possible? Nobody's ever brought a dead man back to life.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody's ever put footprints on the ocean neither.
No, that's right.
But he did.
Yeah,
he did. Never a man spake like this man.
Right.
He does all things well.
Amen.
He's on my side. I don't worry about nothing. I might say something like, Lord, what we're going to do? That's about as far as it gets.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Woo! Let's get a little thick. Amen. His love could not be hid. They saw those tears. They saw him cry. His compassions fail not. Lamentations 3:22. They're near every morning. He turns none away.
Amen.
John 6:37. He's able to save to the uttermost them that come unto him. Hebrews 7:25. But let me say this. It wasn't until April 27, 1988 that I knew that to be true. Now I know his peace.
Amen.
Somebody said, you know Donald Trump? Yeah. They said, you know him personally? I said, no. Well, I can't say that I'll ever know Donald Trump personally. But Miranda, I know Jesus personally.
Amen.
We talked this morning.
Amen.
Yes.
Have a good talk.
Yes.
Amen.
I felt a little bit of it when Daniel sang it, amen.
Amen.
Woo! The Bible said the Lord inhabits to praise his people.
That's right.
I was watching Brother Jerry up there. He was singing. I was feeling a little bit of that, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I'll tell you right now, amen. Buddy. I like to be in that crowd.
Amen. Thank you.
We're going to leave out one of these days.
That's right.
Yeah, we are.
That's right.
I got my bags packed. I can't wait to leave. Somebody got a hat. I'll leave right now. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Hey, listen. I know his peace now. Philippians 4:7. I know that joy unspeakable now. 1 Peter 1:8. Now I sing his songs. Oh my. I didn't know I was going to throw this in there. While I was sick, I guess it's because I was delirious, I don't know. But I had a dream. You know, you ain't got no control over your dreams. You just have to dream them.
Amen.
Well, in this dream, fellas, I'm on a bicycle, and I'm on the interstate. They took the bridge out. They were replacing the bridge. No traffic allowed. And I'm riding down this big interstate on this bicycle. And I mean, it's just belittling, this little bitty bicycle on this huge road.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Usually running 70 miles an hour or plus, depending on Brandon's got or not. Well, anyway, I'm just pedaling. I'm enjoying the scenery, fellas. It's beautiful. I see all the pretty trees, grass, and flowers. Brother Ed, I'm hearing them birds sing. And all of a sudden, I hear something else. That's a dream now. You can't do nothing about dreams.
No,
I hear somebody behind me.
Amen.
Sarah. And they're singing this song really loud. Will Jesus find us watching when he comes? Oh, can we say we are ready, brother?
Yeah.
Ready for the soul bride home. Oh, can we say, oh, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? Now listen, in that dream, I remembered every word of that song.
Yeah.
I can't now, but in that dream I did. I remember the words. Sister Miranda, it's getting loud. It's behind me. I'm still pedaling. I'm singing with it now, Kevin. I mean, we're both singing. I'm singing top of my lungs. And all of a sudden, here comes this bicycle by me. It's yellow, and it's a two-seater. And it's got a guy on it, a yellow suit and yellow hat, and it's got checkerboard down the side. It's a taxi. And he's singing top of his lungs, yellow streamers and everything. And I'm singing top of my lungs. And we're going down the interstate, and he's going faster than me. And I'm just kind of still maintaining my same speed. About that time, somebody taps me on the shoulder. I got a friend that's a preacher. I worked with him at Knowledge for years. I've known him pretty much all my life. His name's Tony Barnett. Tony comes up behind me on a bicycle. And he taps me on the shoulder. And I turn around and see Tony there. And he lost a lot of weight. He's pretty frail looking. He said, y'all need to hold that down. They don't like that around here. I wasn't about to hold that down. I'll tell you right now, I may even turn it up a notch or two. But you know what? He put a song in my heart.
Yeah,
that's right. I didn't have one.
Amen.
Till he got spared. I didn't have one.
That's right.
Till he drew me up out of the pit and set my feet on a solid rock. Amen. That is my going. Put a song in my heart. Yeah. Even praise to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Woo! Man, I'll tell you what, if you've been spared, you're to hell. The desire to sing his songs, amen. Now I read his word. John 8:31-32, Jesus said, if you're my disciples, continue in my word, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now I worship his name. Now I look forward to his coming. I ain't looking for a hiding place.
Oh, that's right.
I'm looking to get out of this place.
Amen.
I'm going to make my exodus, amen.
That's right.
Now death has no claim on my soul.
No.
Hebrews 2:14-15. Says that Jesus took his body through death to destroy him that had the power of death to deliver them who all their lifetime were in bondage. See, I was in bondage to death. Death's kind of like a creditor wanting to collect. And I didn't have the money to pay. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23 says, I didn't have the money to pay death. But I want you to know one did. And he paid it in full.
Yes,
and glory to God, when he paid it in full, I got spared. The penalty of death. I got eternal wealth. Hey, I'm on my way rejoicing now in my salvation, in my Savior. I'm having a good time, amen.
Amen.
You, buddy. I'm about ready to grab a tambourine and take off, amen. I tell you, buddy, he tore the doors of death away and delivered me from fear of death, amen.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Why did God do all that? Romans 8:32 said God spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. It's God that justifies Eddie Wade, verse 33 of Romans chapter 8. I couldn't do it.
That's right.
But he could.
That's right.
Amen.
I couldn't pay it. But he could.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't break free. But he sets captives free.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
I couldn't make it. It's too far. You put a bridge in there, Jerry.
Right.
You said, now go on the cross.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I spared.
Yeah.
I spared what I deserved.
Right.
And I was given what I didn't deserve.
Yeah. That's right.
Man, it makes me want to leap like a hart. Makes me want to sing like a bird. Fly like an eagle. I can't do none of it. It makes me want to anyway. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
I don't know if you've been spared or not. But let me tell you this. Jesus said it's the Father's good will.
Right.
To give you the things you need.
That's right.
He won't withhold any good thing from you.
That's right.
If you need to get spared today, if you need to get saved today, that's the will of God for you.
Right.
We're going to head over here a little further in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, talked about God not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance.
Yeah.
That's why he hadn't came already. But he's still coming. It's kind of like that old game we used to play, hide and seek. We'd sit there and do our best to count to 100. We'd miss a few numbers, but we'd say, ready or not, here I come.
That's right.
And if they wasn't ready, we caught them first, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
It may have took a little while to find the rest of them, but if we could keep them from making that home base, they was got.
Yeah, that's right.
If you've not been spared today, it's God's will.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
To give you that blessing.
Amen.
You can sleep tonight and say, ooh, it's well my soul. You can get up tomorrow and say, ooh, it's well my soul.
Yeah.
You can go through the day saying, ooh, it's well my soul. Without being spared, you're under that condemnation.
Right.
You ain't enjoying nothing. You're miserable as miserable can be. Old timers used to pray if somebody get the miseries. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
People get so miserable, they might not know what they're doing, but they won't try anything.
All
right. I mean, I've seen a few of them, Brother Mitchell. I mean, they come in, I mean, they was listening to every word. They was ready to try anything. I believe that if they said you can get saved jumping off the roof of the church, they probably did it. They had that kind of misery concerning sin. But I think we've kind of got used to it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care about them changing the name of it. Sin is still sin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing funny about sin. Ain't nothing good about sin.
No.
You want to know how bad sin is? Take a look at Calvary.
Right.
That's right.
You know, I thought about this morning, Brother Danny. God finished creation. You know what he did? He sat down and rested. Jesus finished salvation. He said it's finished. You know what he did? He sat down at the right hand of God.
That's right.
Thank you.
By one offering, he perfected forever them that believe.
Right.
He finished it. Sure. Ain't nothing to do except accept it.
That's right.
Ain't nothing man can do about creation except enjoy it, accept it. Ain't nothing man can do about salvation.
Uh-huh.
You got these, I don't know what to call them, silver tongue or whatever, the thing they make better deal than Jesus did.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come.
That's right.
Right.
And I don't know, I don't know how you make that any better.
That's it.
Let me tell you today, I've been spared. If you've not been spared, today'd be a good day.
Amen.
To get spared.
Yes.
We're going to give an invitation here in a minute. We're going to go to God in prayer right now. Father, we thank you for this message today. Thank you for giving me the health and the strength to be able to deliver this message. Thank you for the thoughts that you gave me, even Lord, while I was delivering this message from your word. Lord, whatever needs to be done today, I pray the Holy Spirit of God to be the usher. And if anybody needs to come, may he help them to come. Lord, may they do business today with you. May you get the reward of your suffering. May you get the joy that you're willing to endure such contradiction sinners against yourself. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Get Brother Jerry, please, and Sister Sharon, please. Verse the invitation of him. If you need to come, ain't no better time right now.